Fantastic. So it's 11:01. Next DJ isn't here. I also checked the summer schedule. It turns out there isn't a show scheduled after this, but for some reason on the website, whenever music plays during this hour, it gets put under the show title name from spring. So I might need to work on something about that. But I don't know. That's not my job. So whatever. But yeah, we'll keep Button Pushers going for a little bit longer. This is Button Pushers. Sorry, I have to say it again. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Don't ask me why I need to say that on both sides of every hour, but whatever. I'll listen to the FCC because they provide this space for me or something. Whatever, respect or something. But yeah, really love 365. I love how the vocals don't really change that much throughout the entire track, but the background synth and like melodies do, and that like totally changes the vibe of the track. Like she adds new percussion and new, like just new arps and stuff, and it's just really cool how the track evolves but stays consistent with the vocals kind of. There's a lot of stuff like that on the album. On my Tuesday show that I subbed for, I played another track by her from Brat, which is called Mean Girls. And at a certain point in that track, there is like one hand on the piano just playing like one note over and over and over again, right on the beat, and the other hand is kind of going crazy all over the place. And like, it has such a nice balance of like consistency and chaos. I love that vibe so much. I have a whole playlist dedicated to it called Central Limit Theorem, because I am in love with the fact that there is a mathematical expression that can group all randomness into a unified form. Fantastic idea. Anyway, here is Spring Breakers by Charlie XCX. This one is like such good vibes. I love it so much. Maybe I'll talk more about all of the like lyrics in some of these tracks, but for now, let's just get to it. Here's Spring Breakers, a song about going crazy and definitely not making it to the Grammys because you are going to be doing your own thing instead, kind of thing. Love it so much. I love the Rebels. Oh, I love this intro too. Okay, I'm gonna pause it and start it over, but I love this cool like grooves that are made not from percussion or from an instrument, but just a chop of like a vocal, or especially this is mostly just like breathing and like some other like you know, like human folly kind of noises, and it's really cool. One movie that my brother and I both really liked was like a King Arthur movie. I forget what it was like actually called. Maybe it's just called King Arthur, but the whole OST just has a ton of like breath work and like human noises, but not really like vocals, I guess. And it's a really cool OST. You should definitely go look into that a little bit. Maybe I'll cover up with, or I'll figure out what the actual movie title is called while this plays, but check out this intro, fantastic groove right from the get-go. Here is Spring Breakers. This one goes hard, so you might want to turn your headphones down. Probably the hardest track we've been playing this show, and it's only going up from here, and then it will go back down at some point. So I guess not only. Anyway, here is Spring Breakers.
Hi, it's me, you're all in danger. Never getting back because I'm such a hater. Got my finger on the detonator. Crazy girl shit, gonna go Spring Breakers. Every time I make it so outrageous. Always gonna lose to people playing safer. 4, 3, 2, 1, see you later. Crazy
crazy girl shit. Gonna go spring breakers. Gonna go spring breakers. Gonna go spring breakers. Vroom, 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 vroom in a big pink truck. February 10th and I'm gonna pull up. Hey, Staples Center, what the fuck is up? Yeah, I'm parked outside watching all the girls strut. Put the custom on, hit the worst dress list. Yeah, you better not slide, not slip, not trip. Cause I poured a load of gasoline on the carpet. Lit a cigarette, took a drag, then I just flicked it. Place went boom, 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 clap. And I just laughed when the bodies went splat. Yeah, I knew I'd end up with my house behind my back. In a police car, blue and red sirens all flash, 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 flash. Lights and cameras everywhere. Now I'm on the news with a DUI stare. Who cares? Just put me on the platform, turn the microphone on. There's no one I wanna thank out there. Yeah. Hi, it's me, you're all in danger. Never getting busted cause I'm such a hater. Got my finger on the detonator. Crazy girl shit, gonna go spring breakers. Every time I make it so outrageous. Always gonna lose to people playing safer. 4, 3, 2, 1, see you later. Crazy girl shit, gonna go spring breakers. Gonna go spring breakers. Gonna go spring breakers. On the flip side, I could talk real, real nice. Maybe if you give me that prize, you might see a tear from my eye. Might change my whole damn life. I maybe thank God on stage. Yeah, I swear I'd be so nice. No, I never misbehave. And I do my speech on time. Maybe something just like, hi, it's me, you're all in danger. Never getting busted cause I'm such a hater. Got my finger on the detonator. Crazy girl shit, gonna go spring breakers. Every time I make it so outrageous. Always gonna lose to people playing safer. 4, 3, 2, 1, see you later. Crazy girl shit, gonna go spring breakers. Gonna go spring breakers. Gonna go spring breakers.
Crazy, crazy track. I love it so much. I love, there's one part right before the first vocal, or I mean the last chorus. Sorry, wow, I messed that up so bad. But anyway, she goes, on the flip side, I could talk real nice. Maybe if you give me that prize, you might see a tear from my eye, and it might change my whole darn life. I'd maybe thank God on the stage. I swear I'd be so nice. I'd never misbehave. I'd do my speech on time, and maybe it'd be something just like, and then it goes right into the chorus of her being, you're all in danger. I'll never get invited. I'm such a hater. Got my finger on the detonator. Fantastic, fantastic track. I love it so much. It's basically talking about how, specifically, what gets curated towards, like, awards and like Grammy and like Oscars and stuff is never the experimental or the esoteric or the boundary pushing stuff that usually becomes the main form a few years later, decades later, and instead it's very much just like a propaganda kind of premeditated like thing. And that's why, like, when Beck finally got his Grammy, like, everyone just roared because they were like, it's about darn time. This is an artist who has been crazy, crazy influential for a really long time and just, like, never got recognition from it. Kind of similar, I think, to, like, the Leonardo DiCaprio when he got his first reward, like, just recently, right? Which is crazy because he's been a very successful actor for a long time, but also has partaken in some more esoteric films, you know? But yeah, I really like it. I like how she's making allusions to, like, yeah, I could do the fake speech of, like, oh, I'm gonna cry and, like, garner sympathy and, like, I'll thank God and get, like, hope from the religious crowd and stuff too. Like, very, very cool. And then she just gets into the chorus where she's like, I'm never gonna get invited to this because I make stuff that's outrageous and other people like to play it safe, kind of thing. And I like that idea where she's like, you know, self-aware that her music is not going to be getting the accolades, but it is authentic, and that's the part that she cares about more. Fantastic, fantastic track. Love the whole album too. Check it out. There's a really fun track, one of the three that got added, called Guess. It's about trying to guess the color of some of her clothing. I'll let you guess which ones. And right at the, it's a, just a goofy song. It gives a lot of like 100 Gex energy, kind of. And right at the end, she's like, I know, like, she's saying, like, I know you're obsessed with me. I know you want to get into my Google Drive. I know you want to get into my phone. And then it's like, I know you want to know if I'm actually being serious about this song. And I think it's just such a fantastic way to end the song. Fun personality, Charlie. Go check out that album, especially if you want to feel like a super hot girl. Brat is fantastic for that. Get into it. Now, I want to play some heavier stuff, I think. Let's get really into it. Let's play. Ooh, should we do that? Actually, you know what? We'll start with this for now. Since we're kind of already on this like rave boiler room kind of thing, I want to play NY Girls by K-Lap and Don Low. I've been trying to get more into mixing again recently, and I've been finding a lot of playlists of like DJ set tracks, you know, and like boiler room set tracks and stuff, and these songs that are like about a minute or 2 minutes or maybe even three when pushing it, and like, but are a little bit simpler and you can pull apart different pieces and parts of the song, specifically for like transitions and stuff. So I'm gonna do that, and then we might have a guest on the show for the latter half. We'll see. Here is NY Girls by K-Lap and Don Low. And if you're listening to this and you have any tracks that have this kind of vibe, this like party, you know, you might hear it in a basement kind of vibe, shoot them my way. I'm looking for them like crazy. So yeah, here's NY Girls. That was NY Girls by K-Lap and Don Low. I'm actually just going to keep it with that kind of like reggae, moomba, Latin vibe. I was recently listening to Motomami, the album by Rosalia. Really cool album, by the way. Rosalia, fantastic artist too. You might have been catching the vibe of the show. I'm really getting into these experimental, boundary-pushing artists recently. And she was a flamenco-style vocalist who was wildly successful and then started making a lot more experimental music, especially on this album, Motomami. And this song specifically is called Diablo, and it's about how a lot of her fan base kind of chastised her for her change in style and change in art. But her vibe throughout the album, especially on some of the like earlier tracks in it, are basically like, I've always wanted to make music like this, and now I'm finally being able to blow up while doing it. I haven't changed at all. this is just like, I get to finally express myself in this medium. And if you don't want to like be a part of it, that is okay. But don't tell me I'm being inauthentic when I just haven't been able to fully express myself yet, kind of thing. Really cool way to capture that vibe. And then she also makes a lot of allusions to like how like the music scene has not been super great to people like in her position, I think. And really cool album. I advise you, if you do not speak Spanish, to translate all the lyrics, read them a little bit. They're super cool, very intense. And she's also like super cool. Like, she knows that she's like a hot girl and like totally owns it in all of her tracks. It's fantastic. So definitely check out that album. Really cool vibes. I really like this one. I think it's got a cool emphasis on like how good her vocals are, and then also like how cool it is that she's like integrating it in this new style of sound. So check that out with Diablo by Rosalía.
Si lo que pasó ya no pasará, si lo que pasó ya no pasará, si Dios te lo da, te lo quitará, si Dios te lo da, te lo quitará. Yeah. Y como tú ninguna, ves como la luna, ves como mi prenda, quiero que tú me entiendas, la que sale por TV, no es lo que yo conocí, no es lo que yo conocí, la pisa el Lamborghini.
That track definitely ends a lot more calmly than I remembered it, but really fantastic track. Love it a lot. Love Rosalía. Great vibes. Check out the rest of Motomami. I think some of my favorites from it are Chicken Teriyaki. I have someone staying at my house for a couple days, like visiting from California, and they can attest that I just like at random times throughout the day just say Chicken Teriyaki because it's stuck in my head all the time. And then also Sayoko is really good. And Bizcochito is very good as well. So check out those ones. I also really like Cute, but I think that one's a lot more experimental. Might not be everyone's vibe, but really good. Okay, let's see. Let's follow that up with Rez, really? Am I going to do that? I think I am. We'll play the new Rez. Just love how spooky and eerie this song is. And it is such a nice adaptation of the original track Edge by Rez, which is really intense. It has a lot of like ripping bass lines and like growls and stuff that's very like what is it called, like part. What is it like when something is so very much a part of something? Like a big motif, I guess. Not the word I'm looking for, but whatever. A big motif of like mid-tempo music. But I think this track is really cool. It's like nice to see Rez's evolution throughout time, I think. And it's a cool way to see it. If you're interested in hearing that, check out the previous Edge as well. Compare it to this one. Really cool. I think that's kind of what, like, as close as we get to time travel is like seeing someone in the present and what they used to be like at the same time, and seeing how much has passed in that amount of time and trying to like reconcile with that, I guess. Very cool idea. Anyway, here is Edge 2024 version by Rez. Oh no, my laptop just decided. Oh, I saved it in time. Cool. It was gonna go to sleep, but sleep is for the weak laptop. No, I'm kidding. Get sleep or something. But yeah, that was that was Edge 2024 version by Rez. Rez has been killing it lately. Really, really loved her most recent album. Go check that out. I already played a ton of tracks in a previous show, but if you liked that really dark, gritty vibe, she curated a ton of tracks like that in her most recent album. Keeping it up with that soundscape, I guess, I want to go into this Matty O'Neill track. I've really been digging her stuff recently for these, like, digital kind of, like, dirty bass soundscape kind of music stuff. And, this one is really cool. It has, like, a sample of, like, I have no idea what kind of instrument it is. Like, a zithar, maybe, or something? But it has, like, a little effect put on it to make it just sound a little bit more digital. And it's sped up like probably twice as fast as it's usually played, and it just sounds really cool in this setting. I don't know like how she decided to, you know, throw that sample in there, but I really dug it. And the first time I heard it, I was like, whoa, that came out of nowhere, but it kind of hit. And then I know I said that we'll be going heavier. I've got two or three heavier tracks to play after this, so we'll get into that. But here is Another Galaxy by Matty O'Neill off of the Good Society collab album, Volume 4. Oh, these are not the right headphones. One second. Oh, I just strangled myself taking those off. Okay, there we go. Now I can hear myself, which is like maybe a blessing, maybe a curse, who knows. But that was Another Galaxy by Matty O'Neill. My guest, who will be reading the PSA at some point, came on to the show. And I asked her, what do you think that instrument is? Because I really have no idea. She said, like, it has violin characteristics to it, and that kind of made me think, I think it might be like an accordion or something of that style, like fit through like the violin sound shape, you know, like using like a vocoder or like a convolution reverb or something like that. And that is really cool if that is what that is. I have no idea, but that would be really cool. I think Caravan Palace also sampled like an accordion but in reverse on one of their most recent tracks. Super cool. But anyway, let us get into some really fun, heavy stuff. This is going to be stuff. It's 11:30. I didn't know I was going to be going this late. I probably should have played this a lot earlier on the show if I knew that, but whatever. You're here for like crazy music anyway, or for me. And if it's for me, I love you so much. Thank you. But if it's for crazy music, then here it is. Here is Flip It, a remix by Aeon Mode, who's been killing it lately, by the way. And Flip It is originally by Levity, Blank, and Dem Joints. I had no idea that this track could get flipped this hard. This is like a crazy remix, and I have been bopping to it all day since I found it. So here it is. I'm definitely going to dance like a lunatic and embarrass myself in front of my guest, and hoping that they will do the same instead of just watch me like crazy. Here it is!
Grab it, hold it, flip it.
Flip it, hold it, grab it, touch it, flip it.
Touch it, grab it, hold it, flip it,
hold it, grab it, touch it,
grab it, hold it, flip it,
flip it,
flip it, flip it, flip it, flip it, flip it, flip it, flip it, flip it.
Sorry for the dead air there. I realized someone put a poster over our Button Pushers logo, so I'm going to move it somewhere, maybe. I don't know. We'll see. But that was Flip It by Levity, Blank, and Dem Joints, remixed by Aeon Mode. Super fun. Love how that second drop just like really leans into that acid bass line. Super fun. And also always love some good D&B vibes to, you know, make you want to fight God and win kind of power stuff. Love it. But yeah, let's keep it going with some high energy. This is definitely a little bit slower than that. It doesn't get much faster than drum and bass, but the new boss fight track is really good. And also this new Holly track that is kind of, I think, a debut of what's to come on his new album, which I'm so excited for if it is going to be on par with this track. But let's start with boss fight for now. This is called Ballistic. He's been having a lot of explosion themed songs recently. And I think it's pretty fitting. I like that this has a lot of influence from Space Laces. I'm recognizing... I was dancing hard. I'm recognizing that all of these artists that I've been listening to for like a long time have now kind of curated enough stuff that they can get influences from each other, which is really cool. Like, I'm finding they're blending some of their styles even when they're not like collaborating with each other. That's really kind of sick. And I think... Boss Fight has gotten a lot of influence from some of the more gritty club stuff that Space Laces has been trying to promote lately, especially with this kind of like, you'll hear just a really simple kind of sine wave, which is going to sound mostly just like a mechanical whir or something, like a high-pitched whir, like a quickly rotating machine or like a dentist tool or something. I have no idea how to describe it, but it's just like a really simple texture that kind of outlies the rest of the drop and gives it a little bit of consistency and stuff. Space Laces has been doing a lot of that in his music recently, and it's really good. It's a nice touch on things. I love it a lot. So keep your ear primed for that, I guess. Here is Ballistic by Boss Fight. Vibe Selector. Love it so much. Ballistic by Boss Fight. Love, love, love that little whir sound. I have no idea what to describe it as other than, like, I think it is just a sine wave. But fantastic, fantastic, fantastic addition. Love it so much. Okay, one more super heavy track for a bit, then we'll cool down with a PSA and then maybe play some lighter stuff, including the Porter Robinson track. So, here is If You Just a Punk by Holly. Holly is one of the most experimental artists I know, I think, like, pretty frequently is releasing stuff, and especially collabs with other people that is just totally pulling them out of their comfort zone, and I love an artist like that. And I think Holly is doing it now kind of, like, to himself. Like, he's usually very into these, like, percussive, experimental kind of, like, drum focused tracks, a lot of stuff with machine drum, like lots of collabs with machine drum, lots of focus with drum machines and, like, drum synthesis. And this track is a lot more focused on pretty much everything else and just going, like, as hard as possible. Like, it is just a crazy cool track, and there is a part in the middle that has, like, a riser that he kind of stutters and cuts or just fades out and does, like, a mixture of completely cutting the volume or just fading it out a little bit. And it's like you can't really tell which one he's doing at either time. It's, like, really eerie. I have, like, no idea how he pulled that off. But if, like, the entire song was, like, just that one riser section, I would still love it like crazy. It's super good and have looped it a lot and definitely made it onto, like, all of my playlists for, like, moving around and grooving and stuff. Fantastic. So here is If You Just a Punk by Holly, hopefully indicative of what we will see on his new Holly Vision album coming out soon.
Trying to ride with the pits. If you just a punk, why you trying to ride with the pits? If you just a punk, why you trying to ride with the pits? If you just a punk, why the hell would I even care? I done had enough, 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 enough. Why the hell would I even care? I done had enough.
with the pitch. If you just a pup, are you trying to ride with the pitch? If you just a pup, are you trying to ride with the pitch? If you just a pup, why the hell would I even care? I done had enough, 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 enough.
Fantastic track, so experimental, so out there. I love it so much. Yeah, that was Holly, If You Just a Punk. Hoping we're gonna get a lot more stuff like that from Holly. Not sure, he leaks so many like tracks that he's working on all the time that never see the light of day, which is so sad because some of them are so good, but maybe we just need to stay patient. Okay, as we transition into some more chill stuff, I've got a PSA from the guest I'm hosting for a couple of days, my good friend Sylvia. Yeah, you can do that one or the other pair should probably work. Can you hear my voice in the headphones? Cool. You want to say anything? Say hi.
Hi, everyone.
Okay, there we go. There she is. And you can hear yourself?
Yes.
Fantastic. Okay. What is another way that we can perhaps calm down and ease off from these really heavy beats, Sylvia? Any pertinent PSAs that you can maybe share with us on that vibe?
I'm glad you asked. Although other physical activities can provide a more vigorous workout, walking is easy, requires no special equipment, and is good exercise for most adults. In urban areas, walking can be an excellent alternative to driving or even taking public transportation. For example, it's just a little over 2.5 miles from the Tufts campus in Medford to Harvard Square in Cambridge, a distance that can be walked in about 45 minutes by a healthy adult. Walking can get you fresh air, exercise, burn calories, save you money, and with all the inattentive and otherwise impaired drivers on the road, it's safer than riding a bike.
Congratulations. Oh, read the thing at the bottom, too.
A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio.
Woo! Good job. Thank you for sharing. I love that PSA and also love that the associated picture is just like three anime girls like walking to school. I have no idea who set that one up, but it's fantastic. Thank you for sharing. Yeah, get some walks in. It was fantastic weather today as well. But yeah, get some walks in. Good stuff. As we're chilling down here a little bit, I think I'll play, I just mentioned some Machine Drum, and Machine Drum had a whole, is it EP or album? Let's check. Album 3482, came out. Very, very good. I like this track a lot. It's called Rise. It's a little bit of like jungle, you know, Amen Break kind of chop stuff. And, really like the vocals, just very, you know, encouraging, affirmative stuff. Been liking that vibe recently too. So here's that, and we'll get even more chill kind of as we go on from here. Here's Rise by Machine Drum.
Protect it, I won't let go. I know I'ma grow to the sky. funny. Leave love, free of fear, I've seen enough. It's a blur, shed a tear, shrug a shrug. On the rise, don't worry, I got your back this time. When it gets dark, I'll be your eyes. Don't worry, you got time.
Fantastic track. And you know what, I'm gonna play one more track from that album because I liked a lot of them from that album. It's very all over the place too. Like, that's a very jungle kind of track, a jungle UKG kind of vibe. And there's also, like, I think that's usually what machine drum tends to do for the most part, is very like drum machine and like probably leaning more into UKG kind of stuff. But some of the other tracks are just like completely different. He has like a collab with Tinashe, or I don't know how to say her name, but she's got that track that's like super popular right now. What is it, Nasty? Everyone really digging that one. And a collab with Kuka and Duckworth as well, so cool like rap stuff going on too on this album. I want to play this track that I've been grooving to. I just love how the bass line is so groovy, so funky, just puts a spring in my step right away. And the rap is also really good too. There's some really fun like double entendres that are like goofy but like fun for sure. Like, he makes a reference to bedpans and then says he's pissed off kind of thing. Fantastic. But here is Weary by Machine Drum, Jesse Boykins the Third, and Mick Jenkins following that.
So, I don't see too much backbone these days. No, I see too much Capcom, the Marvelous Street shit. Who got the trap on replay? They know everything soon as we touch screen. No, I come clean, my man's name hit stains. The black don't wash off, I ain't use sunscreen my whole life. Then watch the facts get miscarried, I'm pro-choice. And niggas got no choice. Nigga, my whole right don't know about the left hand. We not talking bedpans, my niggas been pissed off. Won't be on C-SPAN, but we finna lift off. Niggas is seasoned, a high blood pressure and dipped off. They ripped off niggas for too long, up the temperature on the oolong. Let's get to the healing. I had to put the flow on the ceiling just to find out I was feeling like
I just came to show you something. It's what it's supposed to be. If you're looking for something, just find it all in me. Yeah, I just came to show you something. It's what it's supposed to be. If you're looking for something, just find it all in me.
Can't leave them blind, I can't help you find nothing with those eyes, you can't see it through mine. Heard it's all handmade, who could be so inclined to come and iron out our futures with a wrinkle in time. The dichotomy of a singular mind, I'm back and forth just trying to think of a rhyme. It's love and hate, just trying to stay on the grind. Another weight, this shit a whole state of mind, forever weary. Swear I need to meet standing near me. Niggas act like love or hate crime.
I just came to show you something. It's what it's supposed to be. If you're looking for something, just find it all in me. Yeah, I just came to show you something. It's what it's supposed to be. If you're looking for something, just find it all in me.
So
did all the things that you're supposed to do to be here. When this day comes, even though it's something to everybody else, to you, it was just another day.
Fantastic track. Sorry, I didn't fade out in time, and it went right to Honey, which starts super fast and gets right into it right away. But love that track a lot. It is called Weary by Machine Drum, with vocals from Jesse Boykins III and Mick Jenkins. And really good track. I love, there's part of part of the lyrics in verse 2 by Mick Jenkins goes, heard it's all handmade, who could be so inclined to come and iron out our futures with a wrinkle in time? The dichotomy of a singular mind, I'm back and forth just trying to think of a rhyme. It's love and hate trying to just stay on the grind. And it's like kind of a really cool encapsulation of like everyone who has made it like started from somewhere, you know, like it's all handmade at some point. And like even the roads that you think you like are much easier to take or like are kind of being pushed into, like those ones were handmade too and plowed by someone. So you're going to decide if you're going to walk that path or your own kind of thing. I don't know. Very, very cool. And love the dichotomy of a singular mind is like a crazy lyric. I love it so, so much. Like that's going to go on my wall or on a post-it note or on my body or something. We'll figure it out at one point, but really, really dig that line a lot. Okay, I think we've got just about enough time for the Porter track. This song makes me cry, dude. It is so good. And if you have ever dealt with some of the very difficult emotions that he's grappling with in this track, reach out to people, please, for sure. I'm here if you want to reach out to me. I've definitely grappled with a lot of them and have professional assistance for dealing with some of them too. And they can be very, very difficult, very isolating. And I think they're the kind of thoughts that often fog your vision from all of the other thoughts that you can have. And Porter captures that really well in this song. I think very often it is hard to kind of see what you're doing it all for and that kind of vibe. And eventually at one point it peeks through. And I was very lucky to kind of have my peek through moment just this year. Was kind of the first year. I'm open about this, but I wasn't always super convinced that I wanted to stick around and be here. And for the first time this year, I said it and believed it and know that there's a part of me that wants to be here. And I was mentioning in a previous show a little bit ago that I felt like I was kind of slipping into an episode, and I don't really know where I'm at on that now, but I'm so glad to kind of have this concrete memory of like a me that definitely was so confident that like that's not the direction I want to go. And I think Porter captures that really well in this track with just a brief verse that is talking about all these little things or big things in his life that meant so much to him that he loves and remembers that, like, wow, like I wouldn't have been able to do that if I wasn't here. And I kind of, some of these I want to do again and again. And I think that's really, really cool. So here is Russian Roulette by Porter Robinson. Fantastic melody too. Like the melody and synth is just so, so good. I'm loving the vibe of this album a lot. But anyway, here is Russian Roulette by Porter Robinson, and we'll probably head out after that. Oh, you know what? I'm gonna wait like 20 seconds because I have to say this has been Button Pushers, and then I'll play this track. Very interested in talking about this track with anyone who wants to. We don't have to get into any of the other discussion if you don't want to, but really, really love this one and any of the other Porter tracks. Honestly, any music in general, but this one especially is super cool, and I'm not super sure how much I can engage it on air, so if you want to talk about it, hit my line. You probably know my Instagram or have my number or something. You've been texting me throughout the show if you're watching, but yeah, check it out. Here is Russian Roulette by Porter Robinson. Oh, sorry. This is Button Pushers. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Super smooth. Anyway, I'll probably just head out after this one. Might not say goodbye. Still, if you want to say goodbye.
Sure.
You can say it just here.
Bye, everyone. Thanks for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in. Here is Russian Roulette by Porter Robinson.